If you walk in obedience to God's word, he says, I will make even your enemy be at peace with you. You ever read that scripture? Who does that? God does that. So who's in control? God is. I don't care what anybody says. God's in control. And he's running the show. He creates darkness and he creates light and he creates peace and he creates evil. Now, I don't want to be around when God creates evil, do you? But he does create it. And so, and then verse 8. See what verse? Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. So what does he make? What does he do? Everything. Everything that happens, he does it. He's in control. Now then, this mayor may be a God that you don't know before. But there's a lot of people in church that don't know him as nothing but the Savior. That's all we know Jesus as, the Savior. Is he the Savior? Yes. Is he the healer? Yes. Is he the one that can kill you? Yes. Somebody said, let me tell you a story right here about a little girl. And this little girl was 15 years old, and she moved in with her boyfriend, which was about 19 or 20. Her daddy asked me, he was in my Sunday school class at the time in a Baptist church. He said, Thurman, my daughter has moved in with this young man, and said, I hate it, and said, I know that's wrong, but said, she won't listen to me. Will you go talk to her? I said, sure. So I went down and talked to her. I said, honey, first of all, I looked at the young man. I said, are you a Christian? Nope, I'm not a Christian. Don't want nothing to do with that junk. I don't believe it. Okay. But I looked at the young girl and I said, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, well, first of all, God tells you not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. I said, and you've yoked yourself together with this boy and he's an unbeliever. I said, then God tells you not to be sexually involved. You know how much sex God says a Christian can have outside of wedlock? None. Zero. Not one time, he said, there's absolutely no sex whatsoever to be found among my children. Now, if you're of the world, it's a different deal. If you're out there, you don't know Jesus, hey, go out and have a ball because you're going to die and go to hell anyway. You might as well enjoy your life while you're here. Just go out and party and drink and do drugs and have sex and all kinds of things because it's going to kill you. It's going to kill you soon because sin brings forth death. You know, so, hey, might as well live it up while you can because you ain't got long. And it's killing people every day. But if you're a Christian, you become a new creature. God says once you get saved, there's to be no sex, none whatsoever, unless you're married. He said, if you're married, you got a mate. He said, that's my wedding gift to you. He said, just go have all the sex you want to, as long as you're married, no problem. But if you ain't married, he said, I don't like it. I hate it. In fact, he said, in 1 Corinthians 3, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3. I want to use this scripture. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. And let's see what 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Now, if you're a Christian, this is supposed to be true. If any man, that woman too, if any person defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. If God's going to destroy you, how's he going to do it? You ever heard a word that says God kills? You ever heard that? Is there a scripture that says God kills? Ooh. God would never kill me. He's a God of love. What did he say? If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Hey, that means he'll kill you. And this little girl, I told her this, and I showed her. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I don't believe that. She said, God is a God of love. Now, see, she's been in a Baptist church all of her life. Yes, he's a God of love. He's not a God of judgment. I said, oh, yes, he is. God will judge his people. She said, I don't believe that. He'll forgive me. I said, yeah, if you quit this, he'll forgive you. But I said, if you don't, he'll kill you. She said, I don't believe that, Mr. Scrivener. So she wouldn't leave. So her and that boy, they stayed together, and of course they're sleeping together, and of course usually what happens to a boy and a girl sleeping in the same bed, she got pregnant. And then she brought a little baby in the world, and praise God, the baby was normal. Now that baby could have been handicapped, you know, it could have been mentally retarded, the devil had every legal right in the world, but God was protecting that child. That child was normal. Well, her daddy wanted me to go again. Well, I went again. Well, this happened 3 times over the next 5 years. And when she had the third baby, she's 21 now, I told her, I said, honey, you have to quit what you're doing. I'm showing you from God's word where God clearly says you have to stop sinning or he's going to destroy your body. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I just don't believe that. She said, I ask forgiveness every day. I said, don't do no good. You don't mean it because you're not repenting. I said, to repent means to turn away from your sin. I said, you're living in your sin. So I said, he's not forgiving you. It's only when you repent and turn from your wicked ways that he forgives you. I said, he says, go and sin no more. I said, didn't he tell the woman that was a prostitute that was caught in adultery when they wanted to stone her? And he said, well, if you guys don't have no sin in your life, then go ahead and stone her. And so nobody could stone her. They all left. But he told her, woman, I forgive you. But he said, go and leave your life of sin. Is that what the king said?
Yes.
Sure. Go and leave your life of sin. Don't continue to be a prostitute. Yes, I'll forgive you, but after today, don't do it no more. That's what he's trying to say, because it'll make you sick or it'll kill you. Well, she wouldn't believe. So now then this baby is a month old, the third one. She goes to bed with that boy that night with the little baby sleeping between the two of them. The next morning, the boy wakes up and the baby wakes up, but during the middle of the night, she'd had a massive heart attack and she's stone cold hard dead. 21. 21. I warned her 3 times. She didn't believe. Now, let me take you to a scripture that'll confirm what I'm telling you in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Hebrews 10, 26 and on. I want to show you something there. You don't hear this scripture preached on very often either. Hebrews 10, 26. Let's see what it says. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth. Did I go tell her the truth? Did I tell this little girl the truth? Did I tell her God would kill her? Did I tell her she had to stop sinning because God says no sex before marriage? Yeah, I told her all those things. Did she know the truth? Oh, yeah. I told it to her several times. For if we sin willfully. Now, every time after I've told her once, every time she goes back to bed with that boy, she's willfully sinning. But God give her 5 years. 5 years. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for the sin. No more sacrifice. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. That don't even sound good to me, does it you? Wow. I don't even want to think about that coming from God. Do you, sir? No, sir. Which shall devour the adversary. And who's the adversary? You. Her. She's God's adversary. She is sinning. When you and I sin, we're the adversary. Then he says in verse 28 and 29, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. I mean, you know, I can think of people in those scriptures that really didn't sin. That really didn't sin. But 2 heathen guys come up and said, you know, this man right here, he blasphemed God. And another man sat near and said, I heard him do the same thing. And did you know they killed you on mine and his testimony? That's written in the scripture. But yet the man didn't do anything wrong. It was these 2 lying witnesses that lied, that was asked to lie by Jezebel, the queen. And she told him to do it so her husband could have Naboth's vineyard. Naboth didn't do anything wrong. He hadn't sinned at all. But 2 lying crooks at a meeting said, that man blasphemed God. And the other one said, and I heard him too. 2 witnesses, they took him out and killed him right there. Lost his life because of 2 lying people. But it says here, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Wow. of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now, we're talking about a saved person here, right? If you're sanctified by the blood of Jesus, are you saved? Absolutely. Verse 30. Let's see what verse 30 and 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. Now, who's talking? The Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Do you want God to judge you? Do you know that's where some of us are? That's why we're here today. Some of us are sick, and that's what's wrong with us. We've not heard his voice and obeyed what he said, and so he has judged us and made us sick. And we've got sickness and disease and pain because God judged us. Now, if you're not dead yet, you're lucky. There's still hope for you. You know, there's still hope. Is that what the Scripture's saying, brother? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. How many of us want to be into the hands of a God that's going to judge us? Some people said, he would never do that. Oh, yeah, he will. He says he will in his word. And I'm telling you, I mean, this has blown people away all over the world that I've made this statement. If you're sick, God made you sick. God is the one done it. If you're well, God made you well. If you are wounded, God wounded you. If you're healed, God healed you. Who's in control? God. I mean, how many times have we read, I am God and there is no other besides me? Did he say everything he does? Does he create light? Does he create darkness? Does he wound? Does he heal? Does he create peace? Does he kill? Does he make alive? So who's in control? Who do you have to please, young lady? Amen. God. If you please him, guess what he'll do for you? He will bless your socks off, girl. Now, that's what you want, isn't it? Hey, now that's what everybody wants. But, you know, we got to hear both sides of this story.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.